So two things about our gospel this afternoon. First and foremost, Jesus is enough, and then Jesus heals. So we have these two healings, miraculous healings, smashed together, so to speak, in Mark's gospel. We've got this woman who's afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years, and Mark gives us a number of different details about her sufferings. So first and foremost, this has been going on a while. She's been sick with this for 12 years. It's caused her great suffering, great affliction, and she has spent all that she has had on doctors to try to remedy the situation. And then Mark tells us that not only have the doctors not helped, the problem's actually gotten worse. So she's spent everything that she has to try to find a human solution to her affliction, and the problem's only getting worse. And then she somehow has heard about Jesus, and she's able to push past the rest of the crowd that is pushing and bumping and jostling Jesus, and has great faith that if she can only touch even his clothes, that she will be healed. And it seems like she's got a pretty solid plan. She wants to reach out, touch his clothes, and then be able to sneak away without anybody noticing. And we can certainly understand this, because one of the reasons why she would be so fearful, we could say, about being noticed is because her condition would have made her ritually impure. So back in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, there are all these different Levitical laws regarding ritual purity and who could or could not approach God or be part of the community. And if someone had any kind of wound or open sore that was letting blood flow out, or if they had any kind of skin condition, if they had touched a dead body, they would become ritually impure. And that would mean that they weren't allowed to touch anyone else, and they weren't allowed to be part of the community, and they weren't allowed, worst of all for a Jew, they weren't allowed to enter to the temple to worship God. And so that would have been one of the worst things for a Jewish person, being unclean. And they were only allowed to re-enter the community once they had been cleansed or healed of their condition or affliction. And so this woman is not only suffering physically, she's most likely suffering emotionally, psychologically as well, being isolated from everyone else, not being allowed to go into the temple. And reaching out to Jesus, she takes a great risk, because again, she was not allowed to have physical contact with other people, and people were not allowed to have physical contact with her, lest she spread the impurity, the ritual impurity. And so she is so desperate for a cure that she reaches out. She has trust that Jesus can provide what she needs. And so she reaches out, touches his clothes, and so the first part of her plan goes well. And then as she's trying to get away, Jesus notices that power has gone out from him. And so he stops. He stops on his journey to go save Jairus' daughter, and he's looking around to see who has touched him. And we see the disciples kind of in this sarcastic, incredulous way saying, "What do you mean, who's touched you? We have this massive crowd of people. Everyone's bumping, pushing, shoving, jostling. Everybody's touching you." But Jesus has noticed that someone has reached out and touched him in faith. And so the woman now realizes that the game is up, so to speak, and so she comes forward in humility, and Mark tells us in fear and trembling. Right? She realizes that she has been found out, and Mark tells us that she falls down before Jesus and tells him the whole truth, and then she gets to experience those beautiful words from Jesus. "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." So this woman who's suffered so greatly is able to receive peace, healing, and comfort from Jesus. And that even in the midst of this incredible affliction that has robbed her of her peace, that has robbed her of her community life, maybe there's been shame or guilt or whatever else attached to it, it's gone just like that, because she reached out in faith to Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, do we have that same kind of faith? Right, that we can reach out to Jesus in the midst of our brokenness and our hurt. It's whatever is going on in our lives. Maybe it is a physical ailment. Maybe it's something spiritual. Maybe it's emotional or psychological. Maybe it's some kind of difficulty that we feel like we've spent all of our energy, we've spent our time, and we're looking for a human solution to our problems. And yet the situation isn't getting worse if we're seeking a solution to our problems in something other than Jesus. And that's not to say we don't, if we're sick, we don't take medicine or anything like that. What that is saying, though, is we don't look for the ultimate solution to our problems outside of Jesus Christ. And that Jesus wants us to ultimately, more than just physical healing, he wants spiritual healing. He wants us to be able to enter into heaven, into eternal life. And we can't do that if we're dragging unforgiveness, sin, shame, guilt, worry, all the rest of the things that we are so often ashamed of and guilt-ridden over. We can't enter heaven with all of that. So Jesus wants to bring us healing and peace from that. And only he can do that. He's the divine physician, and only he can bring a spiritual cure to our spiritual disease. But my brothers and sisters, again, it takes faith. It takes us actually believing that. And we can see from the rest of the crowd, there are many other people that bumped into or jostled by Jesus. How many of them could have received some sort of healing from Jesus and didn't? Jesus notices that the only one that has reached out in faith is this woman. Everyone else bumps past him, doesn't really have at least the faith that they're calling for, that they need to be healed. And this woman does. And so I think that'd be a good thing for us to reflect on. In my life of faith, do I just bump past or jostle past Jesus, or is he really the center of my life? When I come to Mass and receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, do I look at that as an encounter with love itself, with the only person that can ultimately fulfill me and make me happy, or do I just bump past Jesus and just do it out of a sense of, well, I'm Catholic, so this is what I do. I receive the Eucharist every day. I go to confession occasionally. Do I look at the sacraments as those occasion of receiving the divine healing that I so desperately need? Because that's what Jesus wants to give to us. And secondly, very closely related to this, Jesus is enough. So as they are going on after this woman has been healed, folks from Jairus' house come and tell him that your daughter has already died. Why trouble the teacher? What must have Jairus been thinking at this point? Certainly would have been grief-stricken, crestfallen, perhaps maybe even a little resentful at the woman who was healed because she caused the delay. Who knows? But then Jesus says to him, in the midst of experiencing this grief, this terrible news that his daughter has passed away, do not be afraid, just have faith. It's so simple, and it almost seems insulting to the situation, right? That someone's daughter has just died, and Jesus is saying, almost like, well, it's not a big deal, just have faith. Don't be afraid, just have faith. And he does, and ultimately his daughter is raised to life. So my brothers and sisters, I think this is a great way to sum up the gospel. Right? Do not be afraid, just have faith. Do I believe that my faith in Jesus is enough to take me through life? Not just take me through life, but to bring me the joy, the healing, the peace, the love that God wants me to experience. Because it's so easy, again, to just bump past Jesus and think, well, yeah, my faith is part of my life, but it's not the most important thing, and I'm really going to find peace, joy, and happiness in something else. And so I'll try to find the cure and all of those earthly means, and then whenever we do that, of course, it doesn't just not satisfy, it makes the situation worse, because we get more and more frustrated that the things we are seeking from all of the pleasures and things of the world aren't satisfying us. They're not giving us what they promise. And yet Jesus turns to us and simply says, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid of what life is throwing at you. Have faith. Have faith and trust in me that if I'm at the center of your life, I can bring healing, I can bring peace, I can ultimately bring life. Eternal life with him in heaven. So my brothers and sisters, as we receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist today, let's keep those two things in mind, that Jesus is enough, right, and that he brings healing. He brings the healing that we so desperately need if we will but reach out in faith to touch him.